Shalom to all. Today's Avos Cholon Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are starting by the end of the eighth line with the word Meisvei. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shamosh Shana Haven Olia. So we're just discussing Chelev and Chalav, forbidden fats being cooked with milk. Is that an Isra Basar B'Chalav? According to the Tzad, that it's not. That's because we say Ein Isra Chal Isra. We can't tack one Isra onto an already existing one. And since Chelev is already Asr, we can't say that now there's an Isra of Basar B'Chalav to cook milk with Chelev. So now the Gemara says Meisvei. We have a brass that says Hamvashal B'Mei Chalav Pater. If a person cooks meat with Mei Chalav, that's literally translated as the water of milk. The proper way to say this is whey, that's W-H-E-Y. This is basically the liquidy part of milk that's separated during the cheese-making process. So if somebody cooks in whey, he's putter, because that's not considered milk. And also, dam shebishlo b'chalav putter. If a person cooks blood in milk, he's putter, that's not considered meat. Now, at some ways, bones, vagidim, and sinews, vakarnayim, and horns, vatalfayim, and hooves, shebishlo b'chalav, those were cooked in milk, putter, he's putter. Now, pigal v'anus v'atame, this is all kadsh meat that's problematic for one reason or another. Shebishlo b'chalav, that was cooked in milk, he's chai for that, and so we see that Isra Chal Isra, Pigel is Asr, Nicer is Asr, Tommy is Asr, still there's a Chiv Basr B'Chalav there, so we see that Isra Chal Isra answers the Gemara, no problem. Hai Tana Savar, Isra Chal Isra, this Tana holds Isra Chal Isra, whereas previous Tanaim, and we actually have quite an extensive machlekes about this, as we not only had yesterday, we also had previously in the Masechta, there's a big machlekes, do we say Isra Chal Isra, and therefore this Tana holds Isra Chal Isra, and that's not a question on the other ones that do not hold Isra Chal Isra. Now we can discuss this point that we just mentioned, Hamavashal B'Chalav Pater, somebody cooks meat in way he's potter, it's not a basar chalav. And say, Shlokish is right for Shlokish. Say, now we have Mishnah, Mei Chalav, Harein Kachalav. Mei Chalav, this way is just like milk itself. Now, specifically in regards to Machshirei Eichlin, we know that in order for food to be able to become Tameh when it's touched by something Tameh, it first has to be Mukhshir Lekabal Toma, made susceptible to Mekabal Toma, and that's when it's touched by one of the seven halachic liquids. Milk is one of them. So this Mishnah is telling us that Mei Chalav, the way, this watery byproduct that's separated during the cheese making process, that's just like milk in regards to Machshirei Eichlin, and also Amechal, the liquid part of olives that oozes out of them when they're all sitting in the vat before they're actually squeezed into olive oil. Hareo kishemen, that's just like olive oil itself, and that's also machshir l'kabel toma. Now, Rish Lakesh, lo hishanu, is only taught el lahachshir zazrayim, that's only legabe machshirei eichlin, to be machshir seeds and other foods. Avol inyan bishul basar b'chalav, but in regards to cooking basar b'chalav, mechalav einin kachalav, this way is not considered like chalav. And now the Gemara gets into extensive discussion regarding our psukim that we've had previously of lois vashu gadiba chalev imai, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk, and what we learn out of these psukim. And even though we've already had a member from Shmuel and other members as well, here we continue with more members. So we begin Tanarbon, we have a braisa, the pasuk tells us b'chalev imai, in its mother's milk. I only know it's usher to cook it in its mother's milk. Well, b'chalev par v'rachel minayin. How do I know it's usher to cook a goat in the milk of a cow or a female sheep? That's Rachel. We already mentioned that official word for that is a U-E-W-E. So how do we know it's usher to cook a goat in par or Rachel? The answer is Amad Kavachomer. You'd say a simple Kavachomer. Uma ima shaloi nesra imir barba, just like its mother, it's not usher to mate with it. A female goat is allowed to be mated with a male goat. There's no issue over there. Nesrim b'shuloi, but it's also to be cooked together. While par of a rachel, she nesrim barba, a cow or ewe. They're not allowed to be mated together with a goat because that's a separate min. In addition, nesrim b'shuloi, shouldn't we say for sure that it's also to cook meat from one min and milk from the other min? And then for tamalai, we have a pasuk, b'chalev imai, in its mother's milk, and that tells us that you're not allowed to cook a goat in milk from a different min. Something we're asked a pretty obvious question. V'halamali crow, what do we need this pasuk for of b'chalev imai? Ha asulei, we just brought it from a great kavach. Why do you need to say, oh, we have a pasuk? We just had a wonderful kal v'chaymer. So Rav Ashi clarifies, Mishum de'ikla meymar me'kar dina pircha, because we still could say that from the very beginning of this din, of this kal v'chaymer, I have a question, meaning from the very source of the kal v'chaymer, there's a problem. Because me'hechaka ma'isus law, where's the kal v'chaymer being brought from? Me'imai, from its mother. Well, if that's the case, I could say that ma'al ima shekein nesra ima b'shchita. There's an issue that it's not to be shechted with its mother. We know that there's an isra min ha'tayra that a child is not to be shechted on the same day as its mother. That's the isra of Isaib as Benai. How could you say the same applies to a cow, that there's no isser to shecht it on the same day as a goat, and so therefore the kal v'chaymer is no good? So Tam Lemer, that's why the Braisa had to also bring the pasuk b'chalev imai. So the second time it says lois vashigdi b'chalev imai, that tells us no cooking a goat in milk of a different man, either cow or sheep's milk. And Tanya Yedek, we have another Braisa, and it's a point to point out over here that even though initially Rashi explains this whole upcoming Gemara, which we're going to see, is going to ask a question about achoyse gedayla and achoyse ketana, a older sister and a younger sister. The first Rashi explains the older sister is referring to a cow and the younger sister is referring to the Rachel, the female sheep. Afterwards, Rashi ends up asking a number of questions on that Pirish, and on Amud Beis, he quotes somebody named Rav Yosef Toiv Elam or Elam and gives a totally different Pirish, which is how we're going to be explaining it right now. So as the Rashi tells us, b'chalev imai, in its mother's milk. What do we learn from here? Ainli ela b'chalev imai, I only know it's in its mother's milk. B'chalev achoyse g'dayla minayin, how do we know that we're not allowed to cook a goat in its older sister's milk? And we're literally understanding this referring to the goat's older older sister. How do we know it's sister cooking that milk? And the answer is Amrit Kalvachimer. You would say Kalvachimer. Just like its mother is able to be put in the same pen as it for Meiser Behema. We know that every year a person has to take Meiser Behema off of all the new animals that were born to them that year, so the mother's allowed to be with its child. Nasser Ibn Bishol is also to cook with its mother also. Well, Achaisai, its sister, the older one, it's not able to be put into the same pen to be Meiser together because the sister is from a different year of birth. Shouldn't we say for sure it's not allowed to be cooked with his sister? As a Tamalim, we have a Pasek, in its mother's milk, telling us that it's also to cook it in the milk of its older sister. So here we ask the very same question we asked before. What do we need a Pasek for? We just brought a great Kavul Chaimer. Rashi clarifies, because here too, we're able to say that from the very beginning of this Kavul Chaimer, there's a question. Because where's the Kavul Chaimer being brought from? Me'imai, from its mother. Well, I could say that Mala'imai Shekein Nesra Im Bashchita. We see a Chumer by the mother that it's not to be Shechted on the same day as its mother. Well, turn by Chaisa Gdela, or you say the same applies by its older sister, Shalai Nesra Im Bashchita. It's not Asr to Shechted it together with its sisters. And therefore, because we have this issue from the very beginning of Kavul Chaimer, time of Leimar, that's where the Brisa brought the Pasuk. B'chalev Imai, this is the third time the Torah says it. It's not to be cooked in its mother's milk, telling us it's also not to be cooked in its older sister's milk. Now the Brisa continues, Ashkana Chaisa Gdela, we have a great source for its older sister, can't be cooked in its milk. Or Chaisa Ketanim Nine, what about its younger sister? How do you know it's not allowed to be cooked in its milk? And the answer is Asim Beinayo. Let's bring it from a combination of the previous two things we just mentioned. And the reason why we need both of these is as follows. Mehei Tesi. Which individual one would you bring it from? Tesi Me'imai. You want to bring the Kavul Chaimer just from its mother? Well, I'll tell you the Mala Imai Shekein Nesra Im Bashchita. Its mother is different, then it's not allowed to be shechted with it. So you're going to say, that its older sister will prove that it doesn't make a difference. That even though it's allowed to be shechted with its older sister, still it's not allowed to be cooked in its older sister's milk, and that's because of our pasuk that we just had previously. Well, I'll tell you can't learn exclusively from a Chesed Gdela either, because Mala Chesed Gdela Shalai Nechsa Ima Dele Saser. Its older sister is different because it's not put in the same pen for Meiser Behema purposes. So you can say, fine, Ima Teichiach, go back to its mother where it is put in the same pen for Meiser purposes and it's not to be cooked in its mother's milk. Evachazar Din, we go back making a circle because we can't learn from Ima either. As we just said before, it's not allowed to be Shechted on the same day as its mother. This is not like that, that's not like this. But at Hashav Shabahen, what's the common denominator between them? Shehu Basar, really the Gira says Shehu Chalav, because that's what we're talking about. The key is really the milk. And also the Vashal Bai, that's really the better Gira. It's usher to cook in this particular milk that we're referring to, either the mother or the older sister. Afani Aviyacha Isakitana, so we also bring its younger sister, Shehu Chalav, that it's milk. Again, that would be the proper Gira of Asr Vashal Bai, and it's usher to cook in its younger sister's milk. And that's why when we're learning the Isser of cooking a goat in its younger sister's milk, we have to bring that as a limud based off the combination between its mother and older sister. Ask the Gemara, Hachi, if that's so, if we have this great combo that could teach us this, then Achaisa Gdela Nami Tesim Benaya, even older sister could be learned from a combination. The combination would be that there's an Isser of cooking in its mother's milk, and there's an Isser of cooking it in the milk of a cow or a sheep. And those two together could teach us Achaisa Gdela. What do we need a separate pasuk for Achaisa Gdela? And the Gemara says, you're right, and Echanami has 100% vowel limud. So if we're back to the drawing board, Elab Chalev Imai Lamali, so what do we need this other mention of Chalev Imai for? The answer is Bailei Chetanya, we need it for a different braisa. Chalev Imai, Ainli Elab Chalev Imai, when it says Chalev Imai in the pasuk, I know it's talking about its mother's milk. Book of Yudah on base on top, He Atma Bechalav Aminayin, how do I know that the mother itself is not allowed to be cooked in its own milk? Let's say you milk the mother, then you shechted it, and now you're taking the mother's meat with its very own milk. How do you know that's an Isser? And then initially, Amrit, you'd say, Kavul Chaimer, we have a Kavul Chaimer. B'makom Shaloi Nesar Pri and Pri B'Shchita. Just like in a place where there's no Isser to shecht the Pri with the Pri. Pri can either literally mean fruit, or can be translated in general sense as produce. Over here, the produce would be referring to the offspring of the mother, meaning two children of the same mother. They're allowed to be shechted on the same day, Nesar Pri and B'Shchita, but the Pri is allowed to be shechted with the mother, as we just said a number of times in Amud Aleph, that the child's not allowed to be shechted on the same day as the mother. While Makom Shenesar Pri and Pri B'Bishol, in the case where the Pri is not allowed to be cooked together with the Pri, because the goat is not allowed to be cooked in its sister's milk, that's pre and pre with cooking, shouldn't we say for sure that the pre with the mother is not allowed to be cooked together, meaning the mother with her own pre, her milk is not allowed to be cooked in her meat, and so therefore that's why we have this third pasuk of Chalev Imai that tells us, you're right, the mother is not allowed to be cooked in its own milk. And yet once again we have the same question, Halam Alikra, what do we need the pasuk for? Ha'asila, we just had a great Kavul Chaimer, there's no need to bring a pasuk for this. He answers, that's because we could always ask on this Kavul Chaimer. Now, before we get into the question that we can ask on the Kavul Chaimer, we're going to be going through a number of different possibilities of what the question on the Kavul Chaimer could be. And just bear in mind that we're going to be keep on using this term pre as referring to the product of something. It could be either offspring as in animals, or it could be fruit or something like that. So just keep that in mind. fine. So what's the first attempted question on this Kal v'chomer? The Ekel Meimar, we could say, says Rechad Ami, that Sus ben Susya achi perda yechiach. A male horse, the son of a female horse, who's the brother of a female mule, he will prove that our Kal v'chomer is not correct. She'asr pri and pri, because the pri is asr with a pri. Namely, this male horse, he's a pri, he's allowed to be mated with a female mule, that's called kelayim, but umoter pri ma'im, the pri is allowed to be mated with the mother, meaning a male horse is allowed to be mated with a female horse, that's perfectly fine. So we see this original Kal v'chomer is not valid, that even though pri and pri is usr, pri with aim is mutter. And that's what we need a pasuk for. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good question on the Kal v'chomer, because hasam zera avu de kagarim. Over there, when we're talking about mating different animals with each other, that's just because it's the father zera which causes the issue. Nothing to do with pri or aim. And how do we see that? Daha perid ben susya, what about a male mule, son of a female horse, achi pirda, who's the brother of a female mule, yechiach, this will prove that we're saying is not true, shemutter pri and pri, over here the two offsprings are permitted to mate with each other because they're both mules. Vasar pri and aim, but the pri is usher with the aim, a male mule is usher to be mated with a female horse. So this is not a valid question on the Kal v'chomer. El Aram Marbed Ravina, he answers differently. Mishum Teklamimer, that's because we could ask the following question. Eved ben Shifcha, achi mishukher shechiach. An Eved, which is a male slave, he's the son of a Shifcha, which is a female slave, and he's the brother of a mishukheres, meaning his sister, who was a maidservant, she now is freed, and she's a 100% Jewish woman. He proves this wrong. Why is that? She'asr pri and pri, the pri is usher with the pri, the male slave is not allowed to be married to his sister, because his sister is considered 100% Jew, and she's not a slave anymore. But umoter pri ma'im, the pri is mutter with the aim, because a eved is allowed to marry a shifcha, which is what his mother is. That's once again a pirchan the Kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, no, that's also not a question, because hasam get shichur hu de kagarim. Over there, it has nothing to do with pri or aim. It simply has to do with the get shichur, the document that set one of these avadim free. That's really what causes the issue here. How do we know that? Daha eved ben mishuchreres achi shifcha yechiach. An eved who's the son of a mishuchreres, meaning his mother was already freed, and he's the brother of a shifcha who was not yet freed, which is basically the opposite of the previous case. That proves that what we're saying is correct. Shemutter pri and pri. Over here, the pri is mutter with the pri. The eved is mutter with the sister, meaning the two pris would be permitted because he's an eved and she's a shifcha. But va'asr pri mo'aim, he would be asr with the min of his mother because his mother is a mishukhras. She's already freed. So it's nothing to do with pri or aim. It has to do with the get shechur. Elam ravid ravin. Here's a third attempted question against the original Kal v'chomer. What would it be? Mishum de'ikal mimra. That's because we could say, kilei zroim yechichu, forbidden mix of plants and seeds, that will prove. She'asr pri and pri. Pri and pri is asr, but umutter pri mo'aim. Pri is mutter with the aim. Well, here it's interesting. What's the aim? What's the mother when we're talking about planting? So the ground is considered the aim. And therefore we see that pri and pri is asr. You're not allowed to plant two different species together, but you are allowed to plant pri with aim. You're allowed to take any species you want and plant it in the ground by itself. So Gemara says, no, that's not a question. Kolom nesar pri and pri, el al yedei ha'aim. Isn't the only reason why pri and pri are asr over here? It's because there's an aim. There's a mother, there's a ground to plant them in. And the way you see that's true is because the hachiti v'sari b'kado v'loy mitzru. If a person decides to place wheat and barley in the same pitcher, in the same jug, he wants to store them in the cabinet together, that's not a problem, that's not usur. The whole isser of kilayim is placing wheat and barley, for example, in the ground, planting them together. So it's also not a question on the original Kal v'chomer. We're still trying to figure out why is it that we need the pasuk. Elam Ravashi, Rashi says, mishum de'ikal min, because we could always say, the mala pri and pri, shekin shnei gufim. It could be the reason why the pri is also with a pri. Meaning the gedi is usr with, let's say, milk from its older sister, that's because it's two separate gufim, two separate bodies. But tamar pri uma'im, are you going to say it's the same thing with the pri with its mother, meaning the mother with milk that came from it itself? Shekein guf echad, that's one guf, that's the mother and its milk. There isn't necessarily enough strength over here to usr that. Mishum hachi is shechra, that's why we need the pasuk at the end of the day. And that concludes that discussion. Now we've gone to another one. Amar Rashi, Rashi says, minayin lebasar b'chalav she'asr b'achila. How do we know it's usr to eat basar b'chalav? It says in the pasuk, lo sevashal gedi b'chalav. So how do you know it's not just cooking, that also eating is aser? That's because Shinama, the pasuk says, Loi soichal kol toyeva. Don't eat anything that's considered an abomination. And what do we learn from here? Kol she'to'av tilecha, anything that I've made an abomination for you, meaning that I've told you that this thing is no good, harehu bal toichal, that also has an iser of eating. And since Hashem was ta'ev for us, he made cooking meat and milk an abomination for us, so mamela, it's also aser to eat. Now, va'in li'el b'chila, I only know from here that it's aser to eat it. Ba'anami nine, how do we know it's aser to benefit from cooked meat and in milk? And the answer is Ravo, like Ravo says, don't Ravo, I'm Rav Lazar. Ravo says, name Rav Lazar. Anytime the pasuk says, shall not be eaten, you shall not eat, singular, or you shall not eat in the plural sense. This is mashma, both in Isser Achila and also in Isser of benefiting from it. Until the pasuk specifies for you, like it specifies by Nevela, meaning Nevela is a unique situation. Even though you're not allowed to eat Nevela, you're still allowed to benefit from it. But besides for that, any other time it just says regular Achila, don't eat it, that means don't eat it and don't benefit from it. Now we just get into a discussion regarding Nevela. What does it say by Nevela specifically? You could give Nevela to a ger. Now this does not mean a regular convert, because that's 100% Yid who's definitely not allowed to eat Nevela. It's referring to someone called a ger Taishav who accepted upon himself not to serve Avodah Zarah and maybe some other things as well. So even though he's a non-Jew, he's still allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the ger we're referring to. You're allowed to give him Nevela, and a non-Jew, you're allowed to sell him Nevela. And how do we know? It's because we have a brisa. The pasuk tells us, don't eat any Nevela. To the ger who lives in your gates, you shall give it to him and he will eat it. Or, you could sell it to a non-Jew. And we just had this pasuk, I would only know that you're allowed to give it to a ger or sell it to a non-Jew. Now, how do you know you're allowed to sell it to a ger if you wanted to? So, to that, the pasuk tells us, meaning this would be another way to read the pasuk, period. You could give it to a ger or sell it. In other words, instead of reading it as, you just read it, and then make a period right there, and that means you could either give it or sell it to a ger. And also, how do we know that if you wanted to give it to a non-Jew, you could do so and you don't have to sell it to him? So to that, we also read the pasuk slightly differently. You could give it or sell it to the non-Jew. I mean, instead of reading the word tidnena like we originally did as being connected to the word ger, we read it kilo as if it's the beginning of a brand new sentence. It turns out that whether we're talking about a ger or a non-Jew, you could either sell it or give it to him. That's all fair game. It's perfectly fine. Divra Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, no, Divra Chsavam, everything is exactly as it's written. La ger ben esinu, la v'kachavim b'machira. You have to either give it to a ger or sell it to a non-Jew. You can't do either or to both of them. That question is, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that? And the answer is, Isak Dad Chidu Amar Rav Meir, if you would think that's like Rav Meir explained it, well, then Lech Rechmano, all the Torah should have written is, lo yisaychul kol nevela, la ger shabasharecha titnena ve'achala, umechar, that to the ger that lives in your gates, you shall give it and he will eat it and sell it. Umechar. Oy, lumali. Why does the pasuk say the word oy? Or you could do so. Shmai minol advar mechasam huda asa. It's clear the pasuk is coming to tell us literally exactly as it's written. La ger ben esina ulai kachavim mechira. That you could only either give it to a ger or sell it to a non-Jew, and you're not allowed to mix and match. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Meir would respond to that. Hi, oy. The only reason the pasuk uses the word oy is la hakdim nesina the ger la mechira dav kachavim. It's just to emphasize that if you have two different options, either give this meat to a ger or sell it to a non-Jew, so you should be makdim. You should first give it to the ger. That's your first option. And only then your second option should be you could sell it to a non-Jew. And that's why the word ay is there to split them up. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he would respond that no, l'haktim nesini de ger l'mechir de kachavim l'tzar chra. The fact that if you had this option, you should first give it to a ger before selling it to a non-Jew, that doesn't even need a pasuk to tell us that. Why? Svarahu. It's logical. What's the logic? This one, a ger, you have a chiyuv to help him live. The pasuk tells us that you should help a ger live, you should help support him and make sure he has food and sustenance. Whereas in regards to Rav Kachavim, there's no pasuk that says that you have a chiyuv to help him live, and that's why if you have an option to give it to a ger or sell it to a non-Jew, it's obvious you should give it to a ger. Wouldn't even know pasuk for that. That's why we would understand this pasuk literally, that you're actually not allowed to give it to the non-Jew. You would have to sell it to him if you wanted to. Bottom line, going back to what started this whole discussion, remember if Ashi had asked, how do we know that Basar B'chalav is not only usher to cook, but it's also usher to eat? That's because anytime the pasuk says that something's a toyeva for you, it's an abomination. Not only is it usher, but it's also usher to eat. And in regards to ana, that's because anytime the pasuk says don't eat something, it's also usher to benefit from. And we're talking for the day, but pick up tomorrow with a whole bunch of questions on this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.